And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is our New Year show, but it's what I would call the Between the Wars show. I always call Christmas and New Year the wars, and this is like between, this is the armistice when you stop and have a game of football with the Germans. Have you been doing that? Just saw that. Have you been playing football with the Germans?
No, I should have done this, no.
I've just realised what I've done here. This is brilliant. Here's the first band from Germany.
To make a change, something's wrong, it must be rearranged. 24-hour TV crap. We're sick of this and we're sick of that. Fanatics blowing up the world. War for all makes the system work. Johnny says it's time to make a change. Something's wrong, it must be rearranged. There ain't no love and there ain't no fun. Solving problems with their guns. Shoot the doctors up to space. Save man, save the human race. Shoot the Nazis up to space. Save man, save the human race. Hey! Noise pollution. Oh! Disillusions. Kids are fighting in the streets. Hey! Bush pollution. No conclusion. Humankind will face the beast. Humankind will face the beast. So Johnny says it's time to make a change. Something's wrong, it must be rearranged. A hustle here and a hustle there. 6 billion people everywhere. Now it's time for me to go. Stop that freaky show. Now it's time for me to go. Stop that freaky show.
So, Tony, that was the Hamburg Ramones and Johnny Says. What do you think of that?
Very nice.
It's actually the it's down as the Christmas mix of Johnny Says, which obviously came out previously, and it's the B side to their Christmas single, which is called "Merry Christmas," which I was going to play, but I thought Punky after the event, don't think so.
No,
but anyway, that's a really good song as well. It's a really good two songs. They're on Nicotine Records, our friends at Nicotine Records. Thank you very much, you Mittel European label of some repute. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hamburg Ramones' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HamburgRamones.
Yeah, I think so, is it? Isn't yeah. it? I've just written that down, but it is as simple as that, I think.
Yeah,
so,
well
different. Done. You'll get that one. They'll be in our top friends anyway. Cool. Look down the MySpace page, MySpace.com/PunkyRadio, and you should be able to find the Hamburg Ramones. You're listening to the Dead 60s right now. So, Tony, it's been Christmas. What gifts did you get? What presents did you get?
Presents? I got a new iPod. I finally have an iPod.
Oh, wow.
Doing a podcast like, for 3 years.
It took you 3 years. It took me two, didn't it?
Yeah.
3 years of podcasting and he gets an iPod.
So that's nice.
I've just got a knife and fork.
Very nice.
Yeah. What else you get?
I got a spa day from my girlfriend.
A what?
A spa day. It's a nice day of pampering.
A spa day?
Spa.
Oh, for fuck's sake. there's being emasculated and there's getting a spa day for Christmas, isn't there?
No, it's cool.
He's going, when's your baby shower? Sucking hell. Spa day, iPod, nice. Yeah. Anything else?
There's some DVDs and lots of chocolate and cake.
Which DVDs you get?
Iron Man and Dark Knight.
Oh, cool. Oh, can I borrow Dark Knight? That's made you a bit more like a bloke again.
Yeah, don't ask, brilliant. Next time we see each other, yeah.
Yeah, because I've not seen it, so I wouldn't mind borrowing that. If you ever get down here like you were supposed to last Sunday, but didn't.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right, don't worry about it, I didn't care.
I didn't think you would.
Anything else? Did you get anything stupid?
No, all pretty sensible. Really?
Yourself? Well, you see, I'm now 38. I know, I look younger. And I don't actually look older. So I got what I expected to get, which was some socks and pants, which I needed, because, like, being 38, you rot them that much more quickly. I also got my main present. It wasn't my main, but the only thing down on my list was a garlic crusher. And my mum and dad got me the daddy of garlic crushers. It's fantastic. I was crushing garlic only this afternoon. This is how much we've changed. You've got a spa day for Christmas. I made a vegetable stew today. Oh my god, it used to be so much fun. I think but I did get some novelty gifts as well. I got a book called 100 Greatest Dances Ever, with the dance moves in diagrammatical form. My favourite one being the pogo. I will find it for later. I'll read out the instructions for the pogo, because it is brilliant. What I liked about the pogo is that each dance is graded on a level of difficulty, and the pogo understandably is down as basic. Oh, yeah, I do that. That's jumping up and down, isn't it? I can definitely do that. My least favourite present is the one I'm going to be under the most pressure to wear, which was a 1970s cop kit featuring afro, sunglasses and shoulder holster. Nice. That my brother thought would be very funny for me to wear while I was doing my dance moves. I don't really want to go into too much detail about Christmas Day, but needless to say, I didn't wear it, but there was a karaoke machine, and you'll be hearing about that later on. My thanks to the people that got me. Oh yeah, my mum got me a milk chocolate, bloody one of them organic things, green and blacks.
Oh, yeah.
Milk chocolate. I said, Mother, you've been buying me chocolate for 38 years and it's always dark. Why did you get it? She went, oh, well, the wrapper was brown, I just thought it was dark. There's a light blue bit on the top saying milk chocolate. I'm going to give that away. I might put it in the competition.
Nice.
The birthday competition.
Is that what you're doing now?
Chocolate. Oh, yeah, and I must apologise immediately to Insane Star, who I've still not sent her CD to. She should get it in time for my birthday. Now then, Tone, have you got a gig guide of any sort?
I do have a gig guide, yes.
What is it?
The Tony's International Gig Guide.
Tony's International Gig Guide?
Well, this one's from Psychobilly Stew. Thank
you
very much.
Oh, I like Psychobilly Stew.
Yeah. Who says, can you give this a plug on your international gig guide? I know it's in Manchester and not strictly international, but...
Oh, cool. It's international if you live in Cuba.
Exactly. Yeah. So, here we go. Liam Revenge, and Manchester Psychobillies present. That must be the promotion company. Saturday, 24th of January. The Coffin Cats, who is a psychobilly band from Michigan.
And Michigan, Tony.
Michigan. I'm sorry.
Michigan.
Michigan. And the Termites, who are from Scotland.
Nice bill.
And also Luna Vegas, who are from Tamworth.
Very nice bill.
And plus one, but to be confirmed.
And that's a very good psychobilly bill.
Very good. And that's at the Retro Bar on Sackville Street in Manchester.
And I know where Sackville Street is as well. Fucking
right.
It's the top street in Manchester for a top gig. Brilliant. If you're not doing anything on the 24th of Jan, get there.
Definitely. And it's
£6. That's Saturday night as well.
Yeah, £6 advance. From ticketline.co.uk or Rockers England, which is on Oldham Street.
And I know Oldham Street very well as well, because I've played the Frog and Bucket on Oldham Street. That is, you're into the realms of a fairly dodgy, rough bit of Manchester, Oldham Street, so you will have to brave the pavements to get your ticket from that record shop.
Oh, right. But
that's where I got my car nicked from. Car nicked from.
Alternatively, yeah. If you're £8 on the door, if you don't want to go do that.
I'd pay the extra £2.
Yeah, my best too. And that's it. So there you go.
So that was Tony's International Gig Guide. And how people get on to be on Tony's International Gig Guide.
They can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, Tony's International Gig Guide. Thank you.
What an excellent idea. I'm going to keep you talking, mate. Have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. Thank you again for all your comments and votes so far this month. And obviously, it being New Year's Day in a couple of days, New Year's Eve tomorrow, probably best to hold off your votes, but give us some plenty of new votes in the new year, the 1st of January
Vote
2009.
On Friday.
Yeah. Wherever you are, Friday, you got a hangover, get up in the morning, you ain't going nowhere. Vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read them out, all of them.
Don't hit it because you might hurt your knuckles on the monitor.
That's too soft to click it, but not too hard, because the noise will drive you insane.
I'm too hard,
really. Okay, we've had no new votes in the past week, but that's because obviously it's Christmas and obviously no one's doing anything. But when you catch up in January, as I bet everyone is, please do vote for us. But anyway, here are the top five ones for this week. My first time, Gooper. This is my first time voting in 3 years or so. I've been listening to Punky.
Slack ass.
Gotta love this podcast. Always listening.
That's
from Rock Chick.
Thank you, Rockchick.
I think.
No, vote every month now.
I think that's M's. I can't remember. I think it is. That time again. That's from Dark Compass. Thank you for that.
Dark Compass. Rolly the Dark Compass.
Smacktards ahoy. These two idiots are legends. A poog. That's from Tez Craddock.
Well, are we legends or idiots?
Legends.
Thank you.
I think. Yes. Punk Radio. Tony and Paul, a right pair of podcasting pranksters, playing palatable punk prose to the planet. Bradley Sprague. Thank you very much.
He should have called himself Bradley Prog. Then that would have been much better.
And finally, the fun just keeps on coming. Merry Christmas, you two. Here's a holiday toast in your honour. And Kay. Thank you very much.
And Kay, when I get messages from you, I just keep on coming as well.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, that's a really
nice
thought.
Sweet?
Thank you, Anne Kay. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. And that's it.
Aren't we nice and friendly today?
Aren't we?
Let's get on with the next song. This is nice and friendly as well. This is one of those punk rock love songs that I think validate love in a punk rock form. It's by a band called Calusa, who we... I think they were one of the first bands we ever added on MySpace. I think we might have got a CD from them a year or two ago.
Okay.
We played something by them, certainly. Anyway, they noticed that we don't play MP3s, and they looked on our page and they got our new address and they sent us their new CD. And I had to listen to it and I absolutely love it. We'll be playing more than this off it. We'll be playing a few tracks over the coming months. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Calusa.
And how are you spelling that?
Calusa.
It is indeed, Tony. It's Tony 2, probably being internet nil, and this is I'm Pathetic.
I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic for you, girl. I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic for you. I used to live in the city, but I moved to the sticks. I'm pathetic for you, girl. Thought it was Cosmo, but I'm one of those hicks. I'm pathetic for you. Was with John Steve, J. Happy Best Mix. I'm pathetic for you. And like my cat, I could use a good fix. I'm pathetic for you. I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic for you, girl. I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic for you. And like a wandering Jew, I'm peripatetic. I'm pathetic for you, girl. And like the saints, I'm quite aesthetic. I'm pathetic for you. And like a college student, I deserve some credit. I'm pathetic for you. My heart is broken, baby, calling a medic. I'm pathetic for you. I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic. I'm pathetic for you, girl. I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic. I'm pathetic for you. And like Jupiter, I can't resist your gravity. I'm pathetic for you, girl. There's a hole in my heart, you have given me a cavity. I'm pathetic for you. Though
psychosis, it's a form of insanity. I'm pathetic to pull you down. I wanna feel nothing just like Sean Hannity. I'm pathetic to pull you. Me, baby, and we'll join the Senate. Hit for me, baby, and we'll make the pennant. Be my landlady, and I'll be your best tenant. Gamble with me, honey, and we'll beat Bill Bennett. I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic to pull you down. I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic to pull you. I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic to pull you down. I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic, I'm pathetic. I'm so very pathetic for you.
So, I'm pathetic, Tony. That's good, isn't it? I'll tell you what isn't. Right, this isn't pathetic, it's just a bit sad. Do you remember me saying to you all that time ago when I went to the dentist in Sherwood Forest?
Yeah.
And I said, look, I've got this wobbly tooth.
Yeah.
And they said, you've got gum disease. And I went, right, what should we do about it? Should we take this tooth out then? And they went, no, it's fine. Well, it hasn't got any worse, but it still fucking wobbles about.
Okay.
And if I catch it on a bit of food, it hurts like fucking buggery.
How long has that been now?
Oh, God,
Eight months?
No, it can't be that long.
No, it must be a year.
It was early this year, wasn't it? It was early this year. Eight months, 9 months, say. Yeah, I've had 9 months of a very wobbly tooth that has been getting increasingly wobbly. At some point, I'm either going to break it, it's going to fall out, or I'm going to cry. Or perhaps two of those things.
Have you changed dentists now?
I told that dentist I wasn't going anymore because I was going to get one set up down here, and I haven't been. So after going to the dentist, the requisite once every 3 months for a few years, I haven't been in ages. So
dear,
I need to sort it out for my bad tooth. It's not bad, it's just knackered. You know, it's still a fully functioning tooth, it just wobbles about. And I was hoping for Christmas I'd get a new one, but I know I got a garlic crusher, which is good because it means I don't have to break my teeth on raw garlic anymore, I suppose. I'm just going to tell you briefly about what happened on Christmas Day. I went over to my brother's and they got a karaoke machine for Christmas for the kids, right?
Mm.
And I thought, stupidly, they'd keep it in a box. No, it comes out. Everyone's in charge of doing a song. Everyone's got to do a song, right? And there's like my mum, my dad, my brother and his wife and the kids and me. And I went, oh, God, I just don't want to do a fucking song. Right, and managed not to. Because the first two up were my dad and my brother, and I didn't realise what bad singers they were. Oh my God, Tony.
Really?
It was like someone was strangling a dinosaur. Like, it was awful. Really, really bad. Really bad singing. Bad versions of good songs done badly. And I was so rude to them that my dad says, well, you can't sing either. I went, you're absolutely right. I won't do one. I don't want to embarrass people anymore. You're absolutely right. Got out of it in one go. However, I do kind of wish I had done, because there is very little more disturbing than watching your 9-year-old niece stand up looking at a screen by a karaoke machine saying, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me, don't ya, don't ya? I didn't need that at all. Let me on there, I'll do itsy bitsy teeny weeny polka dot bikini. I don't care what it is, I can't think, this is out of order. Anyway, people don't realise, that's what kids sing, isn't it now?
They
sing out of order songs, you know. But anyway, I just sit through that and various other unsuitable numbers that she knew all the words to. And oh God, if she ever listens to Punky, she's going to freak. So I did that, but I had a nice time with them. And then I got back I couldn't handle it after about 5 o'clock, and I got a lift back. And I was sat here, and I got a text from Felix saying, we're having a few people around for Christmas night. Do you want to come down? I went, yeah, I do. And then I put the phone down and thought, well, how the fuck am I going to get there?
Oh, yeah.
Can't get a cab. Can't drive. Fuck it. I'll take my bike. Right? And Felix lives, I'm in the Homer's Lodge. Felix is about 4 miles away, uphill and down Dale. And I went to check my bike, and the fucking front light didn't work. So I had to be Boy Scoutish and creative with some gaffer tape and a torch. And I gaffered a torch to the front of the bike and set off. I fucking hated every minute of that journey, mate. I tell you, I'm so pissed off. It's largely downhill as well, but that didn't please me. Nothing pleased me. I got there and I parked my bike, went in, got lashed, stayed over. Didn't really get out of there till about 3:30 the next afternoon. Boxing day, a normal day, a normal working day. The sales are on, everyone's busy, etc., etc. And I went down to Hitchin railway station, no trains. Didn't find out for 25 minutes, freezing cold. So I was then faced with having to bike home, so I couldn't get my bike in a cab.
Right.
Oh, God, it took ages. It was freezing. I had to walk up Rose Hill on the way back to the Homer's Lodge, exactly halfway up between fields at my most exposed. Felix texted me to tell me that I'd left me backy around his. So I phoned him back, said, thanks for that. I've had to get off my bike to, well, sorry, I've had to stop walking home. The most exposed bit of it. It was like tundra inside of me. And I was going, yeah, thanks very fucking much. And he was just laughing. Laughing, laughing, laughing. Going, ha, 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 laughing. Not happy.
Oh dear.
Got back, boxing night, and didn't have a lot of vent. My legs were weak, and I had to sit down quietly. I felt like a bit of a twat, Tony. Speaking of which, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations this year, but I need plenty more for 2009. So please do email me your twats. Otherwise, it's going to be a very twat, dry, free 2009. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination.
We want the where they're from, two bits, don't we, really? We don't just want the town or the state or the county. We want two bits.
Yeah. A good help. Country and county, anything.
We want information.
As much information as you can give me. And email it to me, tony@punkyradio.com. Every twat gratefully received. Thank you very much.
I like to gratefully receive twat, Tony.
There's nothing to be more grateful for.
Yeah, true, yeah.
And this was from Eric. Tony, I have a nomination for Izzatwat. His name is Fred, and he is in Anoka, Minnesota, USA.
Minnesota.
He's one of my bosses and an attorney. He is eccentric, but in an awkward sense. Last week, the team was working on a motion for a court matter. It is a big motion.
I had to work on a motion the other day.
Yeah. Take you some time to work it out.
I did. I was like a mathematician.
Nice.
I had to work it out with a pencil.
It is a big motion, many pages long. He called everyone together to review the latest revision to the document every day last week. The meetings are usually several hours long, mostly because of Fred. He consumes a large amount of caffeine every day, in the form of Diet Coke, iced tea and coffee. We are talking a couple of gallons every day. This leads to a proportional amount of bathroom breaks.
This man's wired.
4 or more every hour. So during the meetings, he usually reviews things for a few minutes, asks the team a question, then leaves the room for several minutes while he goes potty. The team missed a stay in a meeting discussing the issue.
I went potty.
Until he returns, they are not to leave the room. The kicker was when he scheduled a massage therapy appointment during one of these meetings. The meeting started about 1 p.m. During the meeting, he got up to hit the head several times, and then one time just got up and never came back. This was about 3:30 p.m. Those in the meeting stayed for another 20 minutes waiting for him, having no idea why he had not returned. They finally broke up the meeting and went their separate ways. Later in the afternoon at 5:30, he showed back up and wondered where everyone had gone. Apparently he had fallen asleep during the massage therapy and blamed the therapist for not waking him up. Never mind that no one here knew where he'd gone, even less knew when he was coming back. Things like this are routine for him. Usually we laugh about it, but he still manages to set new standards in irrational behaviour. To paraphrase a quote describing Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, he's acting a bit strange. Love the podcast, Paul B and Tony. Keep up the work. Eric from Manuka, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Fair play, Eric. I think that's completely justified.
I think that's... And yes.
Let's hope his boss doesn't listen.
Exactly. Nothing like calling a lawyer or twat to help things along.
Yeah, I think they'll be straight on defamation there, won't they? Or libel or whatever.
I don't know which one is it for spoken. I don't know.
Should we be careful here?
Nah.
All right.
So Fred.
Okay.
from Anuka, Minnesota.
Is a twat.
So yeah, email absolutely me justified. Your twats, tony@punkradio.com. Totally justified.
Here's something else that's totally justified. Song 3, which is Radio Voodoo and La Penisola dei Famosi. So that was Radio Voodoo, and La Penisola dei Famosi. They again, rather like Calusa, they got in touch with through MySpace, and I had to listen to their stuff and went, that sounds good, send it through. And they sent us through an EP called La Penisola dei Famosi. That was the one with the longest name, and I thought it would be the one that you'd enjoy saying the most, and then I realised you wouldn't be saying it because this was when we were going to be in the same place. We were both right. Going to be in the lodge making this show, and I'd pick that just for you, and then obviously you bottled it. So what I want to know is, what is Radio Voodoo's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Radio Voodoo.
And how's it spelt?
IT. Oh, Radio Voodoo. Wait.
Yeah, how's Radio Voodoo spelt?
R-A-D-I-O V-O-O-D-O-O.
No, R-A-D-I-O V-U-D-U. Okay. Already being Internet 1, Tony 2, I'm coming back. I've got chances here. I have got chances to draw level at least, I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Tony, have you had a chance to have a look at this GoDaddy thing yet?
I've not, no.
Let me tell you about them.
Okay.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you'll quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
Sales.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's...
PUNKY2.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Yes.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. And also, don't forget, there's that extra code thing.
Oh, and what's the extra code? Something you do know about
it. The extra code thing, it's the only thing I know. If you want 25% off orders of £68 or more, use the code PUNKY25. What's the code?
PUNKY25.
That's the fella. And that's 25% off orders of £68 or more. That's basically just for the UK.
Right, okay, cool. Hey, I tell you what, we've reached parity with the euro.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh my God. I never thought I'd see the day.
1.01, I think, isn't it?
It was so weak. It was, a special friend of mine has just gone to Ireland for the week and is already moaning about the cost of a Jack Daniels and Diet Coke over there.
Oh, dear.
Because obviously it's priced up in euros and she's fucked suddenly, thinking it'd be a good deal. No, sir. No. Will the last person to leave the country please turn out the lights? if we can afford the electric. Yeah, so that is that. And now, I didn't mention that it was Dr. Slaggerbury as the bed for the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Marv over Christmas?
Nope.
Marv, have you seen any of our old chums over Christmas?
No. I saw Kev today. Kev from the mill yesterday. But apart from that, no. And that was just briefly in the shopping centre during the sales.
They weren't... Aren't 80s Matchbox Beeline Disaster on around now?
I think they played Boxing Day.
Oh, did they?
I think they're 27th or 26th. I can't remember which one it was, but one of the two, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's probably 27th, day after Boxing Day.
Probably, yeah.
Last Saturday, yeah. I just wondered whether you might have gone, but...
No. We went down. We was in Birmingham for Box for that day, I think.
Oh, were you? All right, yeah. Okay. Right, I'm going to play the next song now, and this is interesting because this song has come... It's a From the Vaults, and it's after playing Johnny Throttle the other week. I revisited my Parkinson's album. I don't know whether you remember. We played the Parkinson's on the show a few times and got a fantastic album from them. Really, really good. They were a European band based in London, I think is the best way to describe them. They got a Frenchman and a Portuguese fellow and possibly another Portuguese fellow and someone else. Oh, and a Japanese fellow. That's right. And... just out of interest, I went on their MySpace page today. Well, I looked for them on MySpace because I wasn't sure that we had them as MySpace friends. But I looked for them on MySpace. We have got them as MySpace friends. And the website's still active because I thought they broke up sort of 18 months ago or 2 years ago. But the page is still active and it's all, and there's some songs on there that I didn't know. And I'm suddenly wondering whether they have split up. So it's From the Vaults and I'm very, very pleased to play it, Tony. What I want to know is... what is the Parkinson's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheParkinson's.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's MySpace.com/12190574545. It hasn't got... I looked ever so hard to try and find the name for it, and it's just not there. It's just numbers. I looked at The Parkinson's, and it's one of these ones that didn't work, that just had, like, one friend, so someone obviously messed it up. And it had an apostrophe in it as well. I couldn't see, unless my computer was being weird, I couldn't see anything that just said The Parkinson's. So it's myspace.com/12190574545. I think that makes it Tony 2, Poorly Be the Internet 2, and this is Reason to Resist.
I'm
That's the Parkinson's, and I got a reason to resist. This is the Planet Smashers. Got it right this time. Nice one. Well done, Paul. Because I keep forgetting to do that. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about last weekend, really. On last Saturday, I had to get up very early in the morning to go to Leeds to do Leeds Jonglers. My mates Limburn and Georgie had very kindly given me a lift up. And they said they were going to a wedding that started at 4 o'clock. I went, great. Should we go about 11 in the morning? They went, yeah, brilliant. I said, why don't you come over for breakfast first? And I got in quail's eggs. Nice. For my special breakfast. Quail's eggs, venison and pork sausages, butcher's hand-reared bacon, which always sounds wrong when they write hand-reared, chestnut mushrooms, cherry tomatoes, really going for it, you know. And then they phoned me up the day before and said, we've got to be there at midday. Typical fucking limbo. So basically we had to leave my house at 8:30 in the morning. Now, I'm not good in the morning, Tone.
No.
But anyway, we got in the car, and Limburn, who just, he drives a lot. I thought he would know where Leeds was. He didn't. So I suggested we went up the A1 from the Hyman's Lodge up the Great North Road, and that would take us directly to Leeds. He questioned that, and I said, no, it will, mate. You go up the A1, then you get a sign for Leeds, and it's not far. Anyway, I was right. Lovely, smooth journey in which... they asked me about how the last week had gone. Round about Biggles Raid, and I think I finished talking round about Lincoln. So we did make the trip go quicker. Got to the hotel in the afternoon and checked in straight away. The Radisson Hotel in Leeds is a fantastic hotel. Really, really like it. And I had a few hours to kill to do some post-Christmas shopping. And I treated myself with a trip to Woolworths. I thought, might be the last chance I ever get to go to Woolworths, what with the country falling apart and everything going under. Mm-hmm. And I went in, and they were selling everything.
Yeah.
Not just the stuff on the shelves, they were selling the shelves.
Yeah.
They were selling everything. I asked them if I could buy the till with the money in it, and they said no. But yeah, they were selling absolutely everything. I didn't buy everything. I bought two notebooks and a Guns N' Roses CD I'd never heard of for £1.50. Because okay. It was marked up as £3, but everything was half price. So that was quite nice. And what else did I buy? I bought a keyboard karaoke book, because I thought my friend would like that. She did. And what else did I get? I got something else as well. Ah, Tony. I went in a pound stretcher job, Poundland. Because even they're cutting prices. There's a 90p shop in Letchworth. There's a 90p shop in Hitchin as well. I never thought I'd see that. I mean, there's a 90p shop in Mansfield. It's called Estate Agents. But there's, the bloody 90p shop. But anyway, in the pound shop, fucking fantastic, mate. I got a big jar, a big tin of, you know those, when you go abroad or when you go to like Café Rouge and that, and you get a cup of coffee and you get one of those
little biscuits.
Thin wafery things wrapped round tube biscuits.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I got a whole tin of cappuccino ones for a quid.
Nice.
Oh yeah. So when people come round to my house, they're gonna get a posh biscuit. Oh yeah. So really lucky. They might get a soggy one. You never know. Did the gig that night. But when I got into the hotel, I'd taken my laptop because I had to make the arrangements for my gig on Sunday. Dolly Remixed and just check everything was all right. Check my MySpace page for the gig, and one of the dancers had dropped out.
Oh, no.
Now I'm in Leeds. I've got to get another dancer. Well, I spent 7 fucking hours on and off, other than a bit of shopping when I nipped out, trying to get a dancer. I went on the Ministry of Burlesque website and said, help, help, I need a dancer. Emailed and MySpace messaged and phoned every dancer I knew, see if they could do it. None of them could. After 7 hours, now I was due to be at the venue at 7:30. At 7 o'clock... I got a message from a bloke called Pavabotti, who said, I can do it. And I messaged him back, so I said, look, I really appreciate this, but I would rather have a girl. We only have 2 girls on and that. And then I thought about 15 minutes, made a few calls, asked people what they thought about me having a male burlesque dancer on. They went, go for it. One for the ladies, your little Christmas present for them. And I did. And I didn't regret it. More of that shortly. Got to the gig. After my gig, I turned my phone on. I got a message from one of the comedians that was on. She dropped out. Fuck's sake. 9:30 at night, the day before the show, and the fucking main comics dropped out. Anyway, that was all right. I had a brainwave, and I knew that the comic, the other comic got booked, his wife is a comic as well. So I phoned him up and said, does your missus fancy doing it? He said, well, she was coming anyway. So, yeah, brilliant. So that was that sorted out. Next day, we drove. Oh, the gig in Leeds was fine, but Fat Boy didn't show up. Didn't see him.
Okay.
Because I was going to get hammered with Fat Boy, but I didn't. I had one pint and a curry and went home.
Ooh.
I'm getting old. Well, because I knew I had stuff to sort out. So anyway, went back. Slept in. What did I watch? I watched a really rubbish film. In the hotel, and then there was a black wedding in the hotel. Now by that I don't mean it was like a goth do. I mean it was a wedding for black people was in the hotel when I walked. I say for black people, that sounds really patronising. It was a largely black wedding. Now I've been to a load of weddings, but I've never been to a black wedding. So I hung about downstairs for a bit. It was fantastic. And it exactly the same thing that happens at every wedding I've ever been to. Why I thought it'd be any different, I don't know. But I went there. The only difference was that the music was, whereas you'd get all your, you know, 60s and 70s disco favourites at a bog standard white wedding, at a bog standard black wedding, you get all your 60s and 70s favourites by Black Eyes. And it was fantastic. It was all this black disco and black ska and reggae and that. And I'm down there. I was going, oh, I'm going to hang about down there. Oh, do we have a dance? I was like, right, like that. Come on, look at the Stevie White bloke. Like, oh, it was fantastic. I had a brilliant time. I was smoking out the front with them. I just had such a great time. It was really, really brilliant. And it was such an unusual time to have a wedding anyway. But clearly, my mate Limber was up at a wedding that day. There's something in, there must have been something in the air in the Leeds area around last March, I think. Maybe these were all shotgun weddings, I don't know. But yeah, fantastic wedding. Had a really, really good time there for the short amount of time I spent there. Went upstairs, went to bed, slept soundly, woke up the next day. Limbon and Georgie phoned up. He decided to go down the M1 on the way back. Big mistake. Loads of traffic on the M1 on Sunday. Oh, it's a pain. Got back with 2 hours to kill. Got back to the Homans Lodge, where I was waiting for my friends Craig and Sarah and my friends Tony and Steph, who were coming down to watch the cabaret show Dolly Remixture that I do on Sunday night. I got a text from my friends Tony and Steph to say that they weren't coming, some spurious excuse. And then I got a phone call from Craig and Sarah to say they were in Hitchin, but they're only going to stay for one beer because she had work, so they went as well. So basically, I'd had drop out on me in the space of 24 hours, one burlesque dancer, one stand-up comic, and both sets of mates that were staying in the flat that I'd had to get home for to fucking clear up. But when they got there, grr.
Sorry.
Got to the gig about 5:15. Now, we normally have 5 stalls at this gig, right, before the show starts. 5 stalls. 4 of them dropped out. Only one of them told me. We had one stall. So I now had one burlesque dancer, one comic, 4 mates, 4 stalls and a partridge in a pear tree are dropped out, right? I'm already stressed. I'm going, this isn't right, is it? Anyway, by 7:30, there were only 30 people in the room. Now, we used to get in 150. 30 and 7:30, show starts at 8. I was starting to shit bricks. At quarter... The house band were late there, so I didn't get the chance to sound check with them until 7:45. Which was exactly when the audience showed up. 120 people showed up in the space of 5 minutes. It was fucking bedlam. Show started late. And I know, I've got this little secret that nobody knows, that I've got a male burlesque dancer called Pavarotti. He closed the first section of the show. The show went well. Great crowd, as usual. Everything's really great fun. Roch, the DJ, did brilliant music. And then I put on Pavarotti. He came out in full dinner jacket, bow tie, full lot, started singing. Oh, Sole Mio. He's a trained singer, very, very good. Starts singing Oh, Sole Mio, people are impressed. And then the bow tie came off. And people started to realise what was going on and went, oh my God, we're going to see a portly gentleman stripping off to the tune of Oh, Sole Mio. He stripped off completely. Ooh. All he had was 2 balloons, 2 round balloons and 1 long balloon in front of his. What became apparent were round balloons and long balloon. This became apparent because he had someone in the crowd who he'd already primed to come and, as he was reaching the end of Oh, Sole Mio, to whip the balloons away. And I thought he'd have some little pants on or something underneath. No. He had a big cock with a big Prince Albert in it, and he turned around, faced 150 people in the audience, who screamed. The men screamed. Let alone the women, the men screamed. He then stood there. He stood there quietly. He waited 20 seconds. And then he broke into Ness and Dormer. Just shoes and socks on, nothing else. Singing Ness and Dormer. Well, I thought the audience had been a bit rude because they were clearly all talking to each other. There was quite a lot of noise while he was singing it, but he wasn't fazed. He just kept going. And then as it reached the bit when he goes, intent and all, or that like, da 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 da, the fucking cheering was amazing. It was just so funny. Like, it was absolutely brilliant. Brilliant turn. I recommend him to anyone at all. We then had a break when just everyone was talking about Pavarotti, basically. It was very funny. I make a point with each act of saying, each beautiful lady dancer, when they come off, said, by the way, she will be staying in my flat tonight. So I was on a bound when he'd finished, like, by the way, you will be staying in my flat tonight. And then we've got the maid who comes on to pick their clothes up, and guess what they left?
What's that?
His pants.
Oh, dear.
I had to pick his pants up. I had to walk off stage holding a man's pants that had just been on him. Oh dear. Oh, I felt a bit wrong. The second section was great, and then we had the Pistols to finish. In my opinion, the best Sex Pistols tribute act in this country. They were fantastic. Loads of people were dancing and pogoing around. You should have known better. They did a brilliant, brilliant gig, and they encored with Friggin' in the Rigging, and then Sid came off the bass and did My Way. It was just a great night. I'd hardly had the chance to stop. I hadn't seen very much, but judging by how everyone was when they left, it was a brilliant show. Went back to mine, got more drunk, and I couldn't drink vodka and soda, of course, because the soda pumps were down.
Oh.
So I had to have vodka and Slim. Oh, they didn't have any limes either, because they claimed the shops had been shut. So whereas I wanted vodka and soda with fresh lime, I had vodka and Slimline tonic with lemon. Yum, yum. A fantastic night. Thank you all so much for coming down. The next one is January 25th. More of that in the future. Have you got anything to talk about here, mate?
We went to, for Steph's birthday, to Birmingham to see...
Oh, is it birthday Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did... Because nothing's really open Christmas Day, is it? You can't do much. So we did Christmas Day, and then Boxing Day, we did her birthday.
Right, okay.
Went to Birmingham and did a classical concert, symphony hall, staying in the hotel. Really nice. My first classical concert. But that's what she really wanted to do, so went down there and did that. It was a really good day. But then, and the day after was...
And how was your first classical concert?
Very good.
Was it classic?
It was classic. I prefer the violins. But they had
I like the electric guitars.
It was different. I really enjoyed it, though.
Good.
Yeah. And then the day after, we tried to do some shopping, but then Steph fell ill.
Oh, dear.
Not ill enough to... Too ill to shop, which is quite ill.
My God, for a woman, that's really serious.
Yeah. So we had to leave the sales and go to bed, and that's why the day after would have been the concert.
You just had to go to bed as well, didn't you? You dirty, dirty man.
Yeah, so she's since then... We just...
If she's streaming at one end...
Oh dear. But yeah, that's my Christmas. But we will make a Dolly Mix chip. We're determined to make one.
Well, I don't know whether you're invited now.
Oh, okay.
I might bar you.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
In honour of the fact that the Sex Pistols tribute band, the Pistols, were so good. Oh, I'll try and get them in our punky MySpace friends. I don't know whether I've added them yet. I will do. I thought I'd play this tribute to them. In a country style. Oh, this fits in so well, and I'll tell you about it in a second.
Okay.
So be, 'cause now we got a reason of only kind of made.
So, that was Convoy, and a very well-known song that may or may not be a tribute to the Sex Pistols. And thank you so much to Convoy for sending us that album. I do enjoy listening to it. It's like Hayseed Dixie should be. And you know how I was talking about Dolly Remixture before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the band we've got on next time are called the Trailer Trash Orchestra, who do country versions of punk songs. It all fits in very nicely, nice. My friends. I fit in very nicely. What, however, is Convoy's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Convoy.
And how are you spelling Convoy?
C-O-N-V-O-I.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, poorly being the internet 2. I still think I've got chances. Okay. You're listening to the Guana Bats. And, right, Tony, I've got a bit of a challenge for you here. I haven't prepared this. I've just thought about this, right? What we'll do in this bit, right? What we'll do, since the last bit was long, we'll do, because it's nearly New Year, and I'm sure we're looking forward to 2009, because, quite frankly, 2008 has been pants. New Year's resolutions, right?
Okay.
I'll do one, then you do one, yep. And then I'll do one, and then you do one, and then I'll do one, and then you do one, and then I'll do one, then you'll do one, and we'll see how long we can keep it going for. We'll see how many things we're not necessarily going to stick to them.
Right.
They don't have to necessarily be that sensible, but let's just see if we can make ourselves better people in the next 5 minutes. What do you reckon?
Go for it. Okay.
I am. My first New Year's resolution is exactly the same as the one I had last year, which I absolutely failed, and that is to be a bit less of a cunt. Now, I know I don't like using that word really on this show, but it did count because I thought 2007 I was a little bit cunty, and 2008 I thought I'll try and be a much better person, and do you know what? I think I failed. So, for 2009, I'm going to try and be a bit less of a cunt.
Okay.
You'll go.
Okay, well, my first resolution and the main thing on my mind at the moment is I need to finish Tony Towers. I've been meaning to do it for 6 years. I've owned the place since 2002. I did lots of work in it for the first year and then stopped. And I need to finish it. So that is my main resolution for the next year. And I'm going to start on it as soon as possible.
Well, I would offer to help you, but it's still 2008. I'm still a bit cunty. But early in the new year, if you ask me again, I may be forced to say, all right, Tony, I'll help in some small way. All right.
Okay.
Resolution number two. I am going to try to not drink whiskey at all. In the first half of 2008, I drank quite a lot of whiskey, and that might have been instrumental in me being a little bit cunty. And since I've discovered vodka and soda as a tipple, I have been being a bit better. So my second resolution is I'm not going to drink whiskey. Well, I'm going to try not to drink whiskey. That means, friends out there in podcast land, if you see me in a bar, don't fucking buy me one to see if I ruin it. I won't be angry with you because I'll be being a little bit less cunty. But I will be disappointed.
Okay.
Ah.
I really would like to get fit. I have been very unfit since I've been about 10. And I can't run a mile without passing out and seeing stars in front of my eyes.
You should stop running out of space. You see what I've done there?
Nice. So yeah, not super fit, not Adonis fit, just more fit, not risking my life fit.
You're just going to try and get more fit. Well, that brings me on quite neatly to my third one, Tony. In fact, well done you.
Okay.
Because my third resolution is I'm going to ride my bike more. As you know, I've been banned from driving and, or as I call it, doing my bit for the environment. And over the last few months, I have been aware that I've been a little bit lazy and I've got more cabs than I should have done when I could have cycled into town, or I've walked in when I could have cycled in. And I think it would be better for me to just get on the bike a bit more. Had to do it at Christmas. And as much of a chore as I said it was, have I mentioned that on this show or was that before this show?
Might have been before.
I can't remember. I've done a couple of big bike rides enforced on Christmas night and Boxing Day.
Oh,
I might have mentioned
it.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and ride my bike a bit more. It's a fine bike, bought from Mr. Felix, and I ought to be on it a bit more. Obviously, I won't be out in it in the rain, so I can look at maybe riding it one day in May. But I am going to try and ride my bike more.
Okay. I really, next year I want to get much more back into my music, because this year has been very business orientated and I've lost track a little bit of, I've not played much guitar, I've not done a lot of gigs, I've maybe done 3 gigs all year, and I've really lost touch, and maybe join another band. I would really like to join a punk band as just maybe a guitarist, if time permits. But yeah, I really want to do that next year.
That's going to be a very, very difficult resolution for you, Tony, because you love money.
Yes, exactly. I do worship
money. So I actually think your resolution should be to love money a little bit less so you can have more of a life. But I don't think you'll be able to manage that. But okay, all right. You'd like to play guitar more, basically.
Yes. Yep.
That's interesting, because resolution number 4 for me is to play guitar a bit less. This time last year, I promised myself that over 2008, I would get myself together a proper 20-minute stand-up comedy act that didn't involve me playing music, singing, reciting poetry, nothing, just doing material. And I failed. So here we go. It's another one from last year. But I'm going to play guitar less. That's my plan. I'm going to try and do more stand-up comedy and less singing root songs.
Very nice. Funnily enough, I aim to drive less next year. thinking about your year, but I just mean to drive a lot less next year. I mean, I bought a new car. Well, not new car. In May, it had 37,000 miles on the clock. It's now done 49,000 miles. Bear in mind, it didn't really go anywhere. But that's kind of a bit of a cheat one, because my girlfriend's moving up in next year, so the miles will drop off anyway. But yeah, driving
that one's
a lot
taking
less.
Us red, isn't it? Basically,
yeah, pretty much. But a lot less driving.
So you're gonna do your bit for the environment in 2000.
Exactly. Yeah.
Simply by moving your girlfriend, you're doing your bit for the environment in so many other ways, Tony.
Exactly.
I'd say half the heating bills, but it'll actually be the same heating bills, because she'll have the heating on all the time, and it won't make any difference to you. But yeah, you're theoretically halving your bills.
Yep.
You're halving your carbon footprint. You damage the environment. You're doing your bit for European relations.
It's all good.
For the last 5 years, we've been sending food parcels to Europe. Now it's time for you to start getting a few back, I think. it's mostly going to be pickled cabbage, but you'll get used to it.
Yeah. What? Batman Jim.
So how many is that? Eight? Is that 4 each?
It might be 4 each. Yeah.
4 each. Should we go for one more then?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go for one more each now. Okay, this one's maybe a little bit more tricky. Right, this is one that's both achievable, possible, and takes a minimum of effort, my last one. And that is, I'm going to use my iPod more. I don't use it enough. When I first got it, I loaded loads and loads of songs on, and then I've never done anything about it since. I'm going to load up a lot more. Oh, I've got an extra one here. This will be in 2 parts. This one. I'm going to use my iPod more, and I'm going to learn to be a proper live DJ.
Oh, really?
It will involve me doing half-hour party shuffles on my iPod and plugging them into the DJ booth. That's it, because as I said, I think I said last week, I'm starting a new venture with Felix, and it's going to involve DJing, and I said to him that I would help him out with the DJ duties, so I'll be able to give him a break by using my iPod more and putting on more iPod party shuffles that I can then plug in for the discotheque. So that's my top 5. So guys, actually,
excellent.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Right, what's your last one?
Just thought of a really good one.
Last one.
Get over my fear of flying.
Oh, that's a biggie.
It's a biggie, but I'd like to do it if possible. Be it hypnotism or really fucking good drugs. But some way
I would strongly recommend a really good fucking drugs, mate.
Yeah, I think so. I think it might be easy.
But yeah, okay then. I think that's achievable as well. Get over the phobia of flying.
Yeah.
If you've got some brilliant New Year's resolutions, or you like, hey, right, this is an idea. If you've got some New Year's resolutions, why don't you send your top 5 to PaulieB@punkyradio.com, and on next week's show, we'll read out either some of them or the best top five or five of the best ones or whatever. So get your thinking caps on. Obviously, try and make it a bit funny or something or rude or whatever. Give us your top five New Year's resolutions and we'll read them out on next week's show. Sound all right, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Send them to via email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. No other way, please. You're all on email. paulieb@punkyradio.com. My five New Year's resolutions. One additional New Year's resolution I have is to see Jeff Ugly Shoes again, Tone. He's in a new band.
Oh,
I found out more about it now. Yeah, the Cemetery Surfers are still alive. The Princess Theatre is being sold.
Really?
So Jeff's going to lose his job, basically. Dr. Mark selling the theatre, which isn't good news. Oh, I've got an email to read out about Dr. Mark. I'll have to do it next week. He won a poker tournament.
All right.
Yeah, and I meant to read it out this week. Completely forgot. I'll do it next week, I promise you. Anyway, they're a new band called Casanova Frankenstein, which Jeff says that the Cemetery Surfers are still going, but they're going to do sci-fi conferences. And then Casanova Frankenstein are the new laugh band. What do I know is, Tony, what is Casanova Frankenstein's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/CasanovaFrankensteinBand.
No. MySpace.com/CasanovaF. The letter F. Casanova F.
Right.
I've pulled it round. You had an early lead, Tone, but it's finished up. Poorly be the Internet 3. Tony 3. This song I would like to dedicate to everyone in the state of Mississippi. As Jeff said, it's their new anthem. This is Trailer Park Orgy.
The bed trying to think it in my head, but the people would play a game. Wanted me to stay and I couldn't turn away, even though they all look the same. Only 3 teeth between us could see it, didn't see the man. I wanted to just go outside. When a little girl came up, said, "Hey, you do," and she tried to take me for a ride. To go there at the trailer park orgy. We're there at the trailer park orgy. Laying there in the grass, watching people on the ass, and people couldn't take anymore. So I crawled away, couldn't get away. Still was driving me insane. But the door seemed to bar, and the fears in the car was infecting my brain. We went to the trailer park orgy. Park orgy. Go and grab a girl, you matter how the team, cause none of them have more than 3. But they flop real good, they don't look like a shit, but none of them is gonna touch me. Met a little girl, a sister wanted to raise some blisters, and a mama wanted to get involved. But I had to run away, cause I couldn't. But I wanted to went to the trailer park orgy. When we went down to the trailer park orgy. When we went down to the trailer park orgy. When we went down to the trailer park.
So that was Casanova Frankenstein and Trailer Park Orgy. They're the new band in town in Columbus, Mississippi. They've got some more tracks. We'll maybe play another one in the future. What do you reckon? I'll wait for the
Definitely,
CD to come
yeah.
out. We've done that as an MP3, even though we don't. I'll All wait right. for the CD to come out and then we'll play another one. Thank you very much, Jeff. Ugly Shoes, I reckon you've been one of our best mates in 2008. You were in 2007. Let's see what you can come up with in 2009. Thank you all so much for listening this year. It's a pleasure to make this show, isn't it, Tony?
It is.
But one of the things that makes it a pleasure is your involvement in it. Now, we haven't had much of your involvement in it this week because we know that lots of you have been doing hard things over the festive period, but we do want your MySpace comments. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Please do leave us comments. We love to get them on there, and I love to read them out. Also, if you've added me on Facebook, make sure that you write something in the Met Randomly section about how we met, and I'll read those out every once in a while. I'll read out the best ones in a strangely alphabetical order that doesn't make any sense to anyone but me. It's very important as well, if you get the chance, can you please vote for us at iTunes? Make a New Year's resolution 2009, Punky listeners. Vote for Punky at iTunes. Leave us a review, 5 stars only, etc., etc. There's a link on our MySpace page. There's various ways to find it, etc., etc. Now, do you want to just run through the podcast anyway, Tony?
Yeah, please do vote for us. Wait till Friday, because obviously it is the first day of 2009, or second day. And vote for us. So easiest way, go to punkyradio.com, top of screen, important, please vote for us link, hit that, email address, subject and comment, and we read them out. But please do vote for us in the new year. We need your votes.
And what else could you do?
And I really need some twat, because I'm running out. I'm very nearly out. I might even be out. So email me your twats, tony@punkyradio.com, the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. And I'll read them out in the new year.
Cool. That reminds me as well. I love your poems for Poetry Corner, please. Make sure you get them to us. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. Poetry Corner. That goes for your jokes as well. And, of course, if you're mad enough and you want a judgmental, give him something to judge. The Cinnamon Gum is in the house. We expect. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone listening on Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio. And Second Life, if you realise it is Christmas.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu! Apu! We didn't even talk about what we were going to do for New Year. We'll talk about it next week when we've done it, eh?
Yeah, why not?